You are about to do work that closes the loop on the entire map. The map taught you four operations. Read the room. Classify its frequency. Operate by axiom. Choose your engagement. Each one is its own install. But there is a level above all four, where they stop being separate skills and start running as one motion. That level is what the phase navigator names. And the only way to operate at that level is to know what level you are actually at right now, structurally, not aspirationally. So we are going to do that work together. An honest read of where you are, not where you want to be, not where you almost are. Where your last 2 weeks of operation actually show you to be. There are four phases. Phase one, reading. Reading. You can read a room with effort. The protocol works for you. You can name what a room optimizes for. It takes a minute or two of conscious attention. The read costs energy. You forget to run it sometimes. When you do run it, the names are mostly right. The structural signal of phase one is that reading is still a deliberate act, not yet a reflex. 2 weeks of honest operation here is what installs the foundation for everything above. Phase two, classifying. The frequency register. Naming the operating frequency of a room happens in seconds. You no longer need the classifier tool to land the read. The pattern is internalized. The cards are no longer required reference. The structural signal of phase two is that you walk into a room and the frequency announces itself before you consciously name it. The read protocol still runs. It just runs faster. Phase three. Axiom-driven. The deliberation drops away. The three axioms operate ahead of the deliberation. You no longer ask, is this room okay? You ask what frequency. The first question is no longer a question. Whole categories of decision retire. The structural signal of phase three is that the deliberations you used to run have been replaced by axioms running automatically in their place. Bandwidth comes back. You feel noticeably less mentally crowded. Phase four, conscious engagement. Entry is deliberate. You stop drifting into rooms by inertia. You leave rooms whose frequency caps your transmission. The navigator is installed. From here, it is maintenance, not learning. The structural signal of phase four is that the architecture operates ahead of you. And on top of that, you are choosing which rooms to spend bandwidth on with the data the architecture provides. Now, here is the most important fact about phase navigation. You do not enter a phase by reading the phase description and deciding you are there. You enter a phase by accumulated operation. Phases are not declared. They are revealed by the structural change in how the operation actually runs. The honest read of your current phase is what your last 2 weeks of operation actually showed. Not what you'd like to be doing. Not what you think you should be doing. Not what you almost did. Trying to skip phases by force of will is the single most common reason architects stall the install. The phase below the current one is doing the work that the current phase requires as foundation. Skipping it leaves the foundation absent, and the next phase cannot hold. So how do you read your phase honestly? By the specific observable, not the description. The observable. Phase one observable. In the last 2 weeks, did you read at least 5 specific rooms and save the reads, 5 reads, on file? If you cannot name them right now, you are not in phase one yet. You are in phase zero, which is intending to read. That is not failure. It is the data. Phase two observable. In the last 2 weeks, did you classify the frequency of 3 rooms without opening the classifier tool? If you cannot name those 3 rooms and their classifications, you are not yet in phase two. The automation has not yet completed. Phase 3, observable. In the last 2 weeks, did at least one moment occur where one of the three axioms operated on you, without your conscious recall of the axiom? The axiom fired ahead of the deliberation. If you cannot name that moment, you are not yet in phase 3. Phase 4, observable. In the last 2 weeks, did you decline to enter at least one room you would previously have drifted into? The choice was conscious. The cost was named. And you stuck to the decline. If you cannot name that room and that decline, you are not yet in phase 4. Specific observables, not general feelings, are the honest red. Sit with each one. Be precise. The accurate name of your current phase is the one whose observable you can name right now, from the last 2 weeks. Anything above that is aspirational, and operating from an aspirational phase is what collapses the install. There is another important pattern to know. Phases regress. They are not permanent until late in phase 4, and even then, there are conditions that pull you back a phase. This is structural, not personal. Under fatigue, illness, or depletion, the architecture drops a phase. A phase 3 architect on 4 hours of sleep operates more like phase 2 for the day. Reading still works. Axioms flicker. This is information. The remedy is rest. Tired axioms do not operate. Under long isolation from the work, multi-week travel, illness, a compressed life event, the architecture can quietly drop a phase. The architecture is maintained by use. Disuse erodes it like disuse erodes any skill. The remedy is to deliberately rerun the lower phase moves for a week to re-anchor before returning to your prior phase's work. Under field pullback, when the containment field reshapes around your new architecture and finds new channels to apply pressure, phases can drop. Not because the architecture failed, but because the field's protest is doing what fields do. Your job is to notice the regression, name it as field pressure, and continue operating from the lower phase until the pressure recedes. This is also why each phase wants a natural duration. Phase 1 wants roughly 2 weeks of honest operation before classification automates. Phase 2 wants 2 more weeks before axiom operation becomes reflex. Phase 3 wants 2 more weeks before conscious engagement becomes the default. Each phase needs enough repetitions for the prior phase's work to settle into automation. Rushing collapses the install. The architect who declares phase 4 after a week is doing phase 1 work and calling it phase 4. And the architecture will not hold. The architect who lingers honestly in phase 1 for 3 weeks instead of 2 arrives at phase 4 with a load-bearing foundation that holds against pullback. The duration is part of the architecture. Patience here is not virtue. It is structural. Sovereignty in this domain is the state where you no longer need to assess what phase you are in. The architecture has settled deeply enough that all 4 operations, read, classify, axioms, conscious engagement, run together as a single unified read of whatever situation appears. There is no internal sequence. The structure operates as one motion. From that state, the navigator stops feeling like a course. It is the way you operate. The phases recede as discrete categories because they no longer need to be assessed separately. You walk into a room. The architecture activates. You operate. This is what the 4 Tier 3 modules were built to produce. Together, Module 1 installs the read. Module 2 installs the classification. Module 3 installs the axioms. Module 4 names the level at which all of them are operating in unison. When the navigator becomes invisible, the map is installed. Bring it back to right now. Name your current phase by the observable from the last 2 weeks. Name the next phase up. Name the work you need to do in your current phase, not the next one, so that the next phase reveals itself in its own time. That is the install. Not jumping ahead. operating honestly at the phase you are actually in until the next phase becomes the natural read. Carry it into the next room.